Okay, good evening. Today is the Shir of Aleph Kislev. We're going to be learning the beginning of Simon Shin Lamed, and we're going to go all the way till Seif Dalet Emir Sashem. Simon Shin Lamed. Dine Yoledes B'Shabbos. The halacha is regarding a woman in labor on Shabbos. Yoledes. Yoledes. He can chole sheish b'sakana. Eiledes is considered a chole sheish b'sakana. Umechalin olea ha-shabbos lekol ma shetzricho. And it's perfectly allowed to mechal Shabbos for anything that she needs. Now we're going to see soon, later on we'll see what is exactly the definition, when is she going to be considered a chole sheish b'sakana, what stage exactly. This Eve does not discuss that point, that's a little bit later. Now we're just assuming that she is already at that stage that we consider Chol Shesh B'Zakona. And in such an instance, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos. V'korin lo chachomo. Chachomo is obviously, literally means a wise lady, which obviously is referring to a midwife, because you better be a bit wise. V'korin lo chachomo mokim le mokim. And you're allowed to call a chachomo midwife to come mokim le mokim from one place to another place. And you're not obviously not to give birth on Shabbos, although essentially there's obviously a lot of shaylos involved, but obviously you're allowed to be miyaled to give birth on Shabbos and to help giving birth. Umadlikin lo ner afilo hisume, and you're allowed to light a candle for this woman who's giving birth, afilo hisume, although she's blind, which is an absolutely fascinating din, which we're going to get back to a few times tonight. Even if she's blind, you're now to do mamash an issa deraisa of lighting a candle to produce light. Fascinating din. Although she's blind, never mind if she's not blind. Umichol mokim. Nevertheless, b'chomal shechonin l'shanois meshanin. If it's possible to be meshanin to do melachos b'shinui, i.e. kenachayat, not being over medraisa, but obviously whenever one does a melacha b'shinui, it is reduced from an issur deraisa, it's reduced to a derabanan, because a melachas machshev is only if you do it in the proper way. If you do it b'shinui, it's not deraisa. Kegoin, such as im tzrichin lehavi lakli, if she needs a kli, the chachama needs a kli, mavi lo chaverta. Her friend is allowed to bring it. Tolui besaro. She should bring it tolui besaro if it's hanging on her hair, which is obviously very much b'shinu. You wouldn't normally bring a kli hanging and attached to the hair. Rather, you'd bring it the normal way. But this is definitely one of the ways of doing something b'shinui if a kli is hanging onto the hair. And that is a beautiful example of a shinui as far as hotzo is concerned. And similarly, other ways of other melochas, which would be applicable, you should all do them b'shinui. Mishneh Brura, Seif Katan Aleph. Umechadalin, lochein. Therefore, min haroi, it is quite appropriate, le'isha, for a woman, when she's due, when she knows that she's more or less due, la'azmin b'chol erev Shabbos, to kol advochim hanitzrichim lo. She should, you know, with a bit of chochma, as a chochma reis an oled, over here means it more literal than other times. If you know that it's likely that every Shabbos becomes a sofek that you're going to be mechal Shabbos. So try to avoid anything which is possible. The sham is damen ledosa b'Shabbos. Maybe the birth will be on Shabbos. V'loy titzorich lechal Shabbos. The Emes says the Sefer Chassidim, which is quoted over here, very interesting. The Sefer Chassidim says one should daven not to give birth on Shabbos. Although it's a big inyan, a baby born on Shabbos is a big inyan, but nevertheless it does say that lechatchila one should daven not to give birth on Shabbos for the simple reason that often one makes mistakes and often one does unnecessary melachas on Shabbos. And although it's a big schus that the baby is born on Shabbos, ideally, because so often one makes mistakes and one does wrong hasharas, and therefore, you know, you better daven not to be on Shabbos. Interesting. This is a Sefer Chazmi quotes over here. Mimokim lemokim, from one place to another place. V'afilu mechutz l'tchom. Obviously, mimokim lemokim is even referring if this lady is mechutz l'tchom, it's not a problem. You can call her and she can go from one place to another place. It's no shaila at all. Right. Neir. And this is a Mishneh Brura which I want to discuss a little bit more in depth. Neir. Imulailo. You're allowed to light a candle if it's dark outside, if it's the night. Even if these midwives know very well, they know pretty well how to do the things, they don't actually need that light. They've done it more than once before, and they know how things go. Nevertheless, you're allowed to, light the candle. Afal pi kein, kimnu lechachomim. Chachomim knew that d'loy mias v'daito d'yeledes k'sheshruye b'choyshech. These are incredibly crucial words. D'loy mias v'daito d'yeledes k'sheshruye b'choyshech. She's not settled, and she feels uncomfortable, anxious, maybe even nervous, when it's dark. And therefore, Chachomim said that, you know what, you're not to light the candle. Because she's uncomfortable, she's anxious, she's nervous, if it's dark. And you can tell her 100 times, they've done it so many times, she's not gonna buy it, and she's going to be nervous. Tos Rishonim wrote in the end of Maseches Yoma, even if she doesn't say a word, and even the midwife doesn't say a word, Nami Madlikin, because basically we know that deep down she's nervous, and even if she doesn't actually mention it, we know subconsciously she's nervous and she's tensed up about it, and therefore she's not settled, and therefore you're not to Michal Shabbos. Now I just want to step out of this and explain that a little bit further, because it's very, very crucial. The Ramis and Karelitz and other poets can explain that the point is that obviously her psychological well-being is important. But over here, it seems to be even more so. Here, it seems to be just for psychological well-being. If it would just be the mental state of a person, you wouldn't be Michal Shabbos. Unless, of course, and that is what is crucial over here, is that we are concerned in the Madli to Pikuach Nefesh. And that is the bottom line over here. Her psychological well-being, Yeledes, because of the pain or because of other anxious or whatever goes on in her mind, we know that her emotional well-being is mamash close to Pikuach Nefesh. Not close to Pikuach Nefesh, it is a proper Safik Pikuach Nefesh. And therefore, you're not to Michal Shabbos. And there's no point not being Michal Shabbos because you're endangering her. You're endangering her. You're endangering the Vlad. You're endangering her. And therefore, you're not to Michal Shabbos. Over here, what we see over here, the bottom line, and that we have to really remember, and that we have to, you know, write in bold and underlined, that Yisuv Daita of a woman in birth is very, very crucial. You're not to Michal Shabbos for that. And that the poskim take very, very far. And that brings us to one of the questions which is outside over there. What about going to hospital, which is, I mean, quite a few of the questions we were hanging out there are actually totally in that. We mentioned labor coach. Is a labor coach allowed to come or not? You know, so the answer is very, very simple. Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, even if, you know, she might not do so much, she might not, you know, I'm talking even in the case if she doesn't physically do so much. But this woman in labor feels that she needs her. She feels that she needs her. She's going to help, right? And that itself is a kal v'chomer, ben benosh kal v'chomer of the neyah. It's a kavachoyim 100 times. If that's what's going to calm her down, that's going to make her more settled, there's absolutely no doubt about it that you're not to Michal Shabbos for it. Further, what about a hospital? Now, it depends very much. Why do you want to go? It's true that, really, essentially, going to a further hospital includes more avora. No doubt about it. You know, you're driving in a car, and in the best case, you're doing mura mir lanochi of more avora. That's in the best case, right? If you're driving it yourself, but I'm saying even if amir lanochi, and you're doing muavora, right? This is nothing to do with chaznish, Reb Shlomo Zalman. When you're driving a car, I mean, that's like according to all opinions, you're over on dozens of derises. Now the shayla is, why are you going to the further hospital? Yeah, there is one right around the corner, and which doesn't have such a good reputation, and there's one a bit further down, which the reputation is slightly better, and then further down yet again. So the question is, why are you going to the further hospital? What is the reason? So the poskim is very interesting. The poskim is right explicitly. If you go there because why are you going there? Why is that lady who is in labor, why does she want to go to that hospital? Well, it depends very much on that. If it's because she feels, if she feels that it's a better hospital, I'm not even talking about the fact that it might that could be a better hospital. I'm not even going to that. I'm not the one to judge hospitals because I can't do it. But let's just, that's not the issue over here, which one is, factually speaking, the better hospital. I'm talking about which one does she feel more comfortable with? Well, you feel more comfortable with that hospital? Well, near your chiyach. That you're not to Michal Shabbos for that. It's very, very important. Now, the truth is, it's very interesting. I saw one of the poskim was Avoznes Tshuva about she wants to go to a further hospital because it's obviously talking about an Etzol, because the Hechsher of that hospital is a better Hechsher. You know, there's hospitals give a better Hechsher and all that. It's an Eshari which would only arise in Etzol for several reasons. And here Avoznes says over there, Glaske, no. In that case, you have to go to the close hospital. If you're worried about the Heksha, then there's nothing to talk about. That's not the Yisuv HaDaita. No, you have to go. You're doing more avora by going to the further hospital. So you better stay right close. Go to the mat. And I think it's a very clear... Well, okay, that's not nothing to do with the actual birth. Right? It's not going to call any more. That's not going to cause any more unless you suva daita, right? So you sort that food after birth. You know, then we'll worry about that. But as far as right, that, definitely, yeah. So, but I think that's a very, very nice way. It's a very nice application of this halacha that it's the actually suva daita which is doicha Shabbos over here, right? I think it's a very important point. Right, Seif Kotten Dalet, Summa. Aval Pishe Bazelo Shaykh Taima Hanal. Although by Summa, this reason does not apply. The Belava Chishru Bechoshech, it's anyway dark. Aval Pikin, Yas Vedait de Bener Doluk. Right, that's as we discussed. She's more Yisuvedait, she feels more settled with the light. The Kaombo, it's a Chine Midi, Chazir Chavosev, Ovdili. If they, you know, they need the light, the midwives need the light, and she'll feel more comfortable with that. Vaval Pi, Dad Lokas Haner. Although the actual hadlok of the neir is not actual refuah, right? She doesn't. The birth is not. It's very indirect. It's very indirect. Nevertheless, you're not a mechal. The kimmel rabbonot yisuv v'dat yoledes who milts in zakandu belov hachi. The kimmel rachomim they established, they understood that yisuv v'dat is a thing which is very much a zakona. What about a Shaila, which Nissen Kerlitz was asked? She says she's not scared. She's not scared. We're talking about this case now of the light. She says she's not scared. It's dark. It's pitch dark. She trusts the midwives. And she says explicitly, she says, you know, I'm not scared. I'm fine with it. What's going to be the halacha then? Pardon? Right. I agree, at first glance, it makes sense what you're saying. But Nissen Krelitz goes a bit further and he says he doesn't believe her. He doesn't believe her. You know, maybe she's just saying it. Who knows? And as you know, it's still a sophic. And he says that, no problem, you know, put it on. That's how far they go. Right. Another very nice halacha lemaaseh shaila, which they bring from here, is Reb Shlomo Zalman, is being quoted about what about if she is not particularly, we're talking about driving to hospital, and she says she's not particularly worried about going to hospital by herself. She just when she takes a taxi, it's going to be a non-Jew who's going to drive her to the hospital, and she's a bit worried about that aspect. She's not particularly worried about the actual giving birth in the hospital. She's happy to be by herself. However, the aspect of driving by herself, what's going to be that she doesn't feel comfortable. Once she's there, she's got a labor coach, or she feels comfortable in hospital. She hasn't got a problem with that to be by herself. But to be by herself in the driving to hospital, she's quite worried about that. She's a bit anxious about that. Will that allow the husband, say, to drive with, or not? Right. Absolutely. Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, absolutely. Well, she's still in that situation of a yoledes, and still we want to say that yisuvedata is a very crucial point, and therefore it's part of the sakon, and therefore definitely he's definitely allowed to drive with. Right. So the halacha said that ideally, mekol mokim b'chol mas yochel yicholin neshanu is meshanin, and that is Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Hey. Now you should try to do it with a shinui. Meshanin afilu leman de omer b'sim shin chavches seif yud beis degav bepikuach nefesh loy boi shinui hacha shanim b'nei shekeiva yoleda es dovar tivihu ve'en achas me'elef meisu machmas leido. Lefichoch echmiru ba leshanis. I'm going to explain that in a minute, Mitzvah Hashem. V'kol ze b'delek ikuv lechoyle, aval imenu nase b'zrizus b'shinui k'moi b'loy shinui, mitzvah nase b'loy shinui, namer adovah b'chol koichoy. Chidush Eran. Okay, now this is a very interesting Shulchan Aruch over here, which the Mishneh Berurah explains very beautifully. The point is over here, we had in Siman Shin Chof Res a very nice machlokes about in a case of a pikuach nefesh, should you ideally do it with a shinui or not? Lechatchila, should you do b'shinui or not? It was a machlokes Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah. As we remember, Simen Shin Chofches, there was a machloekas, should you ideally do b'shinui? There was one side that you should do b'shinui, there was one side you shouldn't do b'shinui. Over here, we do notice that there's no machloekas about it. The Ramah doesn't say in the Hagor, he doesn't say, no, you don't have to do b'shinui. You don't have to do Bishina at all. So it seems to be, from this Shulchan Aruch, where there's no machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, it's straight out that everybody agrees you need to do Bishinui. The question that is posed over here is why? Why over here everybody agrees that ideally you should do Bishinui, as opposed to before in Simchin Chofres, where there was a very real machlokes if you should do Lechatchila Bishinui or not? Very valid question. The Mishnah Berurah explains, that is Rishonim, that the point over here is that Yoledes is different. By Yoledes, everybody agrees that you should ideally do Bishinui. Why? Because Yoledes is something which is so frequent, the frequency is not really the point. The frequency is not the point. The point is that it's a natural thing. A leder is a natural thing. It's a natural thing. Every baby that was born was through birth. And it's a natural thing, and therefore, since it's a natural thing, therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam created that it's not. Yes, there is a sakana to it, but it's a slightly milder sakana, say, or it's a different gather to that sakana, and therefore, everybody agrees that ideally you should do it b'shinui, as opposed to a normal pikuach nefesh, where there was machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. I think it's a very, very understandable point. He does say, however, obviously, this is only if there's no ikuv and no delay. If there is a delay, obviously, you're not going to do shinui, as any other pikuach nefesh as well. When the delay does cause an increase sakona, obviously you don't have to do bishinui. The kli that the Mishnah Berurah was talking about is shemen. In those days, shemen was a necessity for the birth. Not like the normal way of carrying. This is a if you do shloi kedei chamutzin, if you carry something not the normal way, it's considered shvus. Interesting the way he puts it over here. It's considered shvus. It's, in other words, it's a drabonon. It's better than if she takes it herself, and there could be a shal of schita. Because then there's a shal of schita. Although generally considered squeezing schita besar is not the deraisa, it's only the rabbonon. In other words, it says this is the better way to bring it. Okay. See, base. Safe base. Kutis, avedet kechovim. In other words, a goyish lady. In mi'al dino yisa b'Shabbos. You are not allowed to help giving birth on Shabbos. Afilu b'davosh ein b'chilul Shabbos. Even though there might not be an isa d'raisa involved. Even if there is no isa d'raisa involved. Right, again, a goyish lady who's in labor, you're not allowed to help her. Why is that? So obviously the point is because the actual giving birth is an issa, is a melocha, and therefore you're not supposed to help her with that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Mches. Kutis en mialdin. Vafilu beschar. Even if you get paid. Right? Even if you get paid, you're not allowed to over an issa. The Bechoil. The bechoil mialdin mishum eva. Now, normally, says the Mishnah Berurah, the bechoil on weekdays mialdin mishum eva. On weekdays, normally you're allowed to help giving birth because of eva. Kemivur b'yeredel simin kufnun dalet. Hocha also mishum dichoid leishtamet v'loimad ein mechalin Shabbos kim lahu deminter Shabbos. In other words, normally on weekdays you haven't got a choice. You have to help her giving birth, although there's no issa Shabbos involved, but still it's not appropriate to really help giving birth goyish children. However, you haven't got much of a choice because of Eva. Right? It's not really appropriate, but there's no you haven't got a choice because it's Eva. If Yidnu are going to be known not to help, goyish women who are giving birth, then, you know, that's obviously going to cause Eva. On Shabbos, you can get out of it. You can say, listen, I'm really sorry, I would love to help. I wish I could help. However, we are only Michal Shabbos for people who keep Shabbos. We only break the Sabbath for people who keep the Sabbath. You don't keep the Sabbath, and therefore I'm afraid I cannot help you. Right. Right, says no, keeps the Mishnah Berurah going. However, if there is still a problem of Eva with this, if you can't get away with that one, shori imein b'chil, you're allowed to if there is no chilul. In other words, Mishneh Berurah says over here that for the Rabbonon, that's what he means to say over here, the Rabbonon you can help if there's Evo. Again, if Evo will help before the Rabbonon, which is the emphasis that Mishneh Berurah paskins, we're going to see in a second. Whenever there's Evo, you're not to do on the Rabbonon. He's going to say that explicitly right now. Veda, and you should be aware, the Rif Mizmanenu, the doctors in our times, that means in the 1920s, it was already a problem then. And even the best, the most firm doctors, they're not careful with that at all. The Maas and Bechol Shabbos, this is every happens every single Shabbos. Shnoisim kama parasois, they go even very far distances. Lerapois ovde kechovim mazolos, they go and heal and they treat ovde kechovim mazolos goyim. V'koisvin, and they write for them. V'shecher kinsam amon and be'atzmon, and they create, they produce, and they grind medicines for the goyim. V'el nohem al meishis mechu. Obviously, he's talking about the reises, right? Ksiva, which is the reise. V'shecher kinsam amon, which is also the reise to grind. V'el nohem al meishis mechu. There's absolutely no heter whatsoever to be over on the reises for goyim. Da'afilu inayim et emut alechal Shabbos b'yisad rabonon mishum evo. Even if you're going to say that it's mutim echal Shabbos because of evo for goyim, he said that even that is not so convinced. Baruch Lamai says Mekil, but he says it's not so straightforward. He said when he's talking about the reise, there's absolutely nothing to talk about. The reise for Goy, there's absolutely no heter, says the Mishneh Berurah. Very, very powerful nusach and wording of the Mishneh Berurah. He said that the Mamash Mechal Shabbos Gmurin, Hashem Yishmereinu. Now, I just want to add that the Mishneh Berurah is very, very strong about this, and obviously that's the halacha. The halacha that's obviously how the Mishneh Berurah holds. However, I would like to just put as a footnote, and even within the footnotes, I'm going to put it in brackets that the Divrei Chaim in the Tshuvas, and it's quoted by other poskim, Divrei Chaim, and he says that he heard that there's a takonas dalad arzus, a takonas dalad arzus, a very, very ancient takona. That when there's Eva, when there's a real problem of Eva, he says he never saw it in writing, but he said rumor has that it's a very ancient takona. So says the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzarov. He said the rumor has that takonas that answers that when there is a proper chashash of Eva, then even the reises one could possibly be mekel. Now I don't want to be quoted on this. This one, but there is a ma'amokim as far as that is concerned. It's not so straightforward. The shaila is also what is exactly Eva. Now, as I mentioned before, that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says and Rav Moshe also, they write that nowadays there's a very, very real problem of Eva, because nowadays, although some earlier posts came on to say that Evo doesn't apply nowadays anymore, but nowadays I very much believe that, and that's what contemporary posts can do, right, that Evo nowadays is a very, very real problem. Right? Imagine it would go out on the front page of one of the newspapers. Imagine, Jew didn't want to save Tom. You know? And that goes out on the front page. It's a proper second of the So obviously, in this kind of case, one has to consult a very, very competent halachic authority to know, you know, if there's any mokum to be mekel or not. You know, in most cases, anyway, there is a way of doing it into the Rabbonon. In most cases, halach lemaisa, there is ways of doing things into the Rabbonon. Again, with shinui or with the other things. So it's more theoretical rather than halach lemaisa. But once you know, there's definitely room to think about these things. Now, I also want to point out,
differentiation here between your ledes and stam?
As far as this point is concerned, no.
If it's a car accident outside, then you've got to go help.
Right. Right. Now, the MSA is, I asked once, a policeman, if there is a legal requirement, if you are first aider, to help somebody if you see something in an accident, and he told me no.
Doctors, I believe, do, and therefore they look the other way.
Ah, really?
They drive like that.
Really?
It seems that's my understanding, that they do have
a
fear.
Uh-huh.
A first aid is just being nice.
Right. There's no legal requirement.
It's a good Samaritan act. I think it was called, if you do it, it's nice. Understanding is, I'm not sure, I believe it, because I've got more of part of the hypocrisy oath or hypocrisy oath is to help anybody in need. And therefore,
right. Right. No, but the Mishnah Berurah is absolutely clear. He said that he considered them Chal Shabbos b'mezid. Now, you know, if before one does such a thing, one is to, obviously, if the Mishnah Berurah calls it the Chilul Shabbos b'mezid, obviously, you know, it's not a straightforward thing. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's an interesting shaila about that the poskim are, that there's a very, very interesting shaila that Rav Elashiv is a tshuva about the following scenario. It does a person, this is really a combination of Seif Aleph and Seif Beis. Is there any, if a person knows that his wife is more or less due, she's getting close to 9 months, is there a mitzvah or an obligation, or how would you exactly put it, to move to as close as possible to the hospital in order to avoid Chilul Shabbos? Very nice, Shaila. Which is more than again Eretz Yisrael than here, but again, here also, you know, you want to go to a certain hospital, your sister, mother, cousin, auntie, friend lives much closer, significantly closer to the hospital than you do. Is there any, obviously we're trying to avoid Chilul Shabbos, very much based on the Sif Katan Aleph that we saw before, that you should try to avoid, as Mishnah Berurah said, minoroi leish legia lechodesh chi, lehazim b'chol erev Shabbos, elman tzichim lo. So similarly, similar thought would be that maybe you should move to as close as possible to the hospital in order to avoid the Chilul Shabbos, which is of course better the Chilul Shabbos, but you're trying to avoid as much as possible. Is there any need to do that or not? Interesting, Shaila. Rav Elashiv is a tshuva about that. What do you think? I didn't hear, sorry? Interesting. Very interesting point. That's a very interesting point. That's an excellent point. I didn't think about that. That's a very valid point, actually. Although that's not really about... that's right. She's not really... Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting point. It's a valid point, though. Definitely a valid point. Rav Elashiv has a very interesting tshuva, and he says there's absolutely no need to do that. Although maybe there's... he said halachically speaking, there's no need. He says, based on the fact that the Chilul Shabbos is going to be absolutely better, and more than that, there's only a sofek. It's not only a sofek. You don't know if it's going to happen or not. So to decrease a potential Chilul Shabbos, which might not happen at all, he says, because there's a tircha involved, he says there's no obligation to do that. And halachically, there's no need to do that at all. Fine, we're going to carry on with Sif Gimel Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.